Welcome to the Open House podcast site, available at openhousecommunity.com.au.
Well, it's hard to believe, but the Olympics are about to close. Celebrations are about to begin in the closing ceremony after 2 weeks of tears, triumphs, lots of controversies. As we speak, Australia's sitting 10th on the medal tally with just a short day of competition left. We're now going to review the games now, the last week, and the whole event with Foxtel Olympics presenter James Bracey. Brace, again, thanks so much for joining us on Open House.
Lee, great to talk to you, mate. I'm standing at the base of Big Ben, looking at the London Eye. Thousands of people around me at the moment as the men's marathon gets underway. I'm about to have the runners go straight past me, the sun shining, loving the final day. You probably hear the crowd, the hype, the cheering along.
Yeah, fantastic. What's the weather like there, Brace? Because it was quite warm for the walk yesterday around this time.
Yeah, it's beautiful. It's fantastic. It's been really warm the last few days. They call it a heat wave here. 26, 27 degrees. We know what a real heat wave is. It's been great. That's one thing that these games have been remembered for, and that's the heat. Weather, because we had our worries for the year, but I first got here three weeks before the games began. It was pouring for a couple of weeks, and here we are now. The sun's been shining. There's been smith and first race throughout the games, but hardly anything. So finishing on a high note with Mother Nature.
Great stuff. Thank the Lord for that. Brace, update us on our latest medal wins over the last 24 hours. We've had still more success in the sailing.
The sailing ended up with three gold and one silver for the most successful sailing nation at the game. So I tell you what, boys, if we need what happened at Weymouth and Portland, because we would have been battling on the medal table if it wasn't for those guys. And that was a success of our girls in the Elliott, the six better Elliott, the trio finishing with silver medal and missed out on gold so narrowly to the finish in their deciding race. We also picked up bronze for our Opal women's basketball team. That managed to beat Russia in their final. And I actually got to go watch the Kookaburra down there, the hockey team. And they ended up beating Great Britain on their home turf, 3-1 for the bronze medal as well. So we finished with a few medals, just probably not enough gold, not as much as we would have liked, at least anyway.
I'm struggling to make sense of you even more than normal. That's a joke. It's such a dodgy line, but I'm sure in the midst of all that frenzy around Big Ben with the marathon running past, there are lots of excuses. I'll stick with it for the moment, Brace. So what's ahead on the final day of competition?
Yeah, so today, well, the marathon is the headline act, so that's everyone's really looking forward to seeing. But the big game is also the finish up against the USA Dream Team in the men's basketball final. Yeah. Always a great occasion. The Dream Team, well, they're always gold medal favourites, and they'll be fantastic, and they should win. But the Spanish have upset them before, the Americans losing in 2004 in the gold medal match. They won't want that to happen again. So that's probably one of the real exciting things to look out for here today. Unfortunately for the Aussies, it doesn't look like there's any real medal moments ahead. And then, of course, there's the closing ceremony too. So 15 gold on offer on the final day. And then a brilliant closing ceremony is expected. And Lee, I know you're a Spice Girls fan, and expect them to stand on the centre stage.
Girl power. Okay, so we're sitting 10th on the medal tally with 35 medals in total. What's that result compared with previous Olympics for Australia, Brace?
Not good. Not good. When you compare it to, say, Beijing with 14 gold medals and we finished in the top 6 or 7, you look back to Sydney and you look back to Athens and you see a 4th, you know, 5th, the 6th. We had aspirations of top 5, Lee, in overall medals and gold. We're definitely not going to be achieving that, and that means a lot of post-mortems on different sports.
Yes.
Finding out why we haven't succeeded, we thought we would and we hoped we would. And it's been disappointing across the board. There's still been some memorable performances, and we have athletes to be proud of what they've done here. Getting to the Olympic Games is one thing, but then winning is another. And you can just ask the likes of Matthew Mitchum and Steve Hooker what that's like, because they can't get to defend their Olympic crown and fail to do so. And I'll tell you firsthand, it's not easy to try and defend a crown, let alone try and win one in the first place.
Yeah. I fear I'm going to have to bail from this really quite dodgy phone line, Brace, but just before you go, closing ceremony, other than those Spice Girls, give us a preview. Do we know much about what's going to happen?
They've been very secretive. Lots of glam and glitz, and it'll be fantastic. The Spice Girls, the one thing that seems to have leaked out, because everyone was wondering where they were in the opening ceremony. But either way, if it's anything like what they did in the opening night, it'll be fantastic viewing for you in the early hours of the morning of Australia. I think it's a fitting tribute to what has been a memorable game.
Yeah. Brace, what's it been like for you, and where are you heading after the games? Because this is your last day on it. What a relief.
Six second Summer Olympics, Lee, after being third in all after just Vancouver and Beijing. The last big thing I had was in 2010, the Commonwealth Games. You come here and hold the Commonwealth Games and the Olympic Games, and especially the location and how it was handled too. This has been phenomenal. The highlight for me, watching Enemies win gold and the women's sprint over Victoria Pendleton, the Great Brit hopeful. But that was a highlight on the sporting arena. I just think the way it's all been handled, the crowds have been amazing, the transport's been fantastic, women's held off, there's been no security scares. It's been a great game, Lee. Whether or not they'll say the closing ceremony is the greatest ever, who cares? It's been amazing, and it really has had a Sydney vibe.
Okay. Enjoy your break after it. You thoroughly deserve it, and see you back soon.
Yeah, it's a bit of time on the beach for me, Lee. I'll see you in the Greek Isles.
Good stuff. Oh, enjoy. Thanks, James Bracey, so much.
We hope you enjoyed this Open House podcast. Thanks to Christian Super and Real World Technology Solutions. To hear more from Open House, visit openhousecommunity.com.au.